Chatsurumriditam. Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So as I mentioned before in class, it's the day of the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. It's also the disappearance days of Shivananda Sen and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So before speaking about Rath Yatra, we'll speak a little bit about these two personalities. First of all, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami is in Krishna's pastime, he's Lalita Devi. And of course, Vishakha appeared as Ramananda Roy. So these two devotees, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami, always accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in his final pastimes and most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as far as Shivananda Sen is concerned, Shivananda Sen was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Puri pastimes and also in the pastimes at Navadvip. And Shivananda Sen was renowned from his position, of serving all the Vaishnavas. He was a very successful businessman, and he dedicated his life to Vaishnava Seva, serving the Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya's two principal teachings are Vaishnava Seva, or Jivadoy, and Namaruchi. So he actually epitomized or made a perfect example, gave a perfect example of Vaishnava Seva. In fact, he was so much intent upon serving Vaishnavas that even he considered the dogs of the Holy Dham to be worthy of his service. There was that whole story when he was going to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking care of the Vaishnavas on the way to Jagannath Puri. There was a dog that followed them, and he made sure that that dog had prasadam every day. And one day, that dog didn't get prasadam because the servant of Shivananda Sen didn't give the dog prasadam. And then Shivananda Sen, as a result, fasted. He was feeling so remorseful. It's a whole process of different activities that lead up to Rath Yatra, the significance of Rath Yatra, and then after Rath Yatra. And we're going to start talking about something called the Snana Yatra. Everyone's heard of Snana Yatra? Snana means bath. So Yatra means like a ceremony or a festival. So 14 days before the Rath Yatra, there's the Snana Yatra or the bathing ceremony of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And all the devotees participate in that. After this bathing ceremony, it's supposed that Lord Jagannath has gotten sick because he's gotten a chill. Of course, it'd be hard to be sick because it's so hot in Jagannath Puri. It's so hot at that time of the year, actually, that when I've been in India at that time of the year, I go bathing with my clothes on, and 10 minutes later, the clothes are dry. It's the best way, actually, to clean your clothes at that time of the year. You know, just go bathing, and you walk for 10 minutes, and completely dry and pressed. So, but Lord Jagannath actually is making believe that he is sick. And the reason he's making believe he's sick is he wants to quality time for some time. So, therefore, he makes believe he's gotten sick. That's really the internal part of the story. And so, then he's with his wife, the goddess of fortune, for that period of time. But while he is with her, it's very interesting that he feels separation from the residents of Vrindavan. And one of the reasons he's feeling separation from the residents of Vrindavan is that his wife, the goddess of fortune, is a expansion of the goddess of fortune, of the residents of Vrindavan, sorry, especially Radharani. So all the queens, Dwarka, and all the Lakshmis, they're all expansions of the residents of Braj. So therefore, he's remembering the gopis, to be precise. So while he's with his wife, he's remembering the gopis. Of course, Hare Krishna. I don't recommend that for... And so, of course, they're getting quite upset. Satyabhama, especially, who is a left-handed wife. That means a wife who argues with her husband. So anyway, getting back to the story of Lord Jagannath, he's feeling great separation from the gopis, and so he decides to go to Vrindavan. And so he tells his wife, that is the goddess of fortune, that I want to go for a walk. He doesn't tell her that he actually wants to go see the gopis, because that would be a disaster. So he gets permission to go for a walk. Now, of course, we understand this is the contrast of Swakya Ras with Parakya Ras. Swakya means the married relationship. Parakya means the unmarried relationship. And with Krishna, that is perfectly all right. And the reason it's perfectly all right is that ultimately everyone is Krishna's consort. Ultimately, everyone is married to Krishna. And in fact, even the gopis were married to Krishna. Because during the time when Lord Brahma still waited until they got to a mature age. Anyway, so therefore the coward boys, who were Krishna in essence, married the gopis. So Krishna married all the gopis. So there was no question of anything illicit. Even from the what we call the ontological position, Krishna was always, is always everyone's pati, or lord, or prabhu. And Krishna is the only, in essence, the only male, because everyone else is prakriti in relationship to Krishna's purusha aspect. So does everyone understand that? So anyway, Krishna leaves, or Lord Jagannath, he leaves the goddess of fortune, and there's this whole ceremony called the Pandu Vijaya. Actually, before that, sorry, I missed the ceremony. It's called the Gundi Chastise, the devotees who are negligent in their cleansing of the Gundi temple. So there's the cleansing of the Gundi temple. Then there's the Pandu Vijaya, where Lord Jagannath goes out, and he goes to his cart. And as he's going to his cart, if you've ever been in Jagannath Puri, there's all sorts of jugglers and musicians and different, it's like a three-ring circus, basically, to create a wonderful, joyful atmosphere as Lord Jagannath is executing. And then as he's executing, or as he's exiting the temple, he's so heavy that he has to be carried bouncing from one cotton pad to another. These cotton pads are called tulis. And there he's being pulled, very interesting. And then, of course, when he did that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much appreciated his humility, because generally a king doesn't step down and sweep a road. And it's described that even sometimes the king's opponents in other kingdoms criticized him for simply being a street sweeper. But actually, that's the position of a devotee. A devotee has to be a manina manadena, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chanadapi Sunichena, Tarari Vasahishana Manina Manadena, Kirtani Asadari. He has to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer any sort of respect to all others, including sweeping the road for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or sweeping the road for any Vaishnava or any person. A Vaishnava is a servant of everyone. In the Upanishad, it states, Yastu sarvani bhutani atmane vanapashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatona vigagupshate, that a devotee sees everyone connected to Krishna. In other words, he doesn't have any enemies, doesn't hate anyone. In fact, a pure devotee loves everyone because he's samadarshi. He sees everyone equally. So Prataparudra Maharaj exhibited this topmost aspect of humility, and later on, because he exhibited it, he got a chance to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gundicha. And in fact, earlier, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because King Prataparudra was a king. He would say to his devotees that he may be a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by taking the name king, he's contaminated everything. He described it like a spot of white leprosy on the body. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is cautioning us to be careful in our association with what Prabhupada called pounds, shillings, and pence meant. Of course, nobody thinks about that, unless they're in the UK, pounds, shillings, and pence, or euro men, as the case may be. So then the cart started on its way to the Gundisha temple, and we know that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, he was manifesting different pastimes in connection or in relationship with Lord Jagannath. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath, of course, is Krishna, feeling separation from the gopis. So they're both feeling separation. So it's an interplay of the moods, intense mood of Vipralamba Seva. And the pulling of the cart signifies pulling or dragging Jagannath back to Vrindavan to be with his eternal associates. So when one participates in the Rath Yatra, which I think some of you will get a chance to do today, if you pull the cart or get some opportunity to pull the rope of the cart, then you're actually assisting the gopis, participating in this topmost pastime of assisting the gopis. In other words, you get great spiritual benefit. And even if a non-devotee comes from the sidewalk and pulls the cart, they're actually assisting the gopis. So during this day, Lord Jagannath is extremely merciful. I mean, normally, at least up to today, people who are not Krishna conscious or born in India or not Hindus are not allowed to go in the temple. Of course, there's a recent ruling by the Supreme Court of India that hopefully will come into effect in September that will allow us to go into the temple. I don't know if anyone's heard about that ruling. You read the internet. Recently, the Supreme Court of India has ruled that us, malechas, of course, hopefully we're not malechas still, will have the opportunity to go in to see Lord Jagannath. But in those days, people could not go in to see Lord Jagannath, even if they had taken employment from the Muslims. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, did not go in to see Lord Jagannath, did not go into the temple, because they were considered to have lost their caste, having been employed previously by the Nawab Hussein Shah. So anyway, so on this day, Lord Jagannath, everyone's allowed to see Lord Jagannath. Practically everyone's allowed to climb the cart to touch Lord Jagannath's feet. So it's a very special day of mercy because Krishna is in the mood, Lord Chaitanya's in the mood, and Lord Jagannath is in the mood of thinking of Radharani, so he becomes more merciful. Sometimes people ask, why is Lord Chaitanya so merciful? Well, he's merciful because he's in the mood of Radharani. Because Radharani is the feminine counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she is soft-hearted. Whereas Krishna, I can't say he's hard-hearted, but he's a lot more hard-hearted than Srimati Radharani. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, he gives his prerequisite for becoming Krishna conscious, which is what? Sarva Dharma. You have to surrender. You know, you can imagine if we went out in Sankirtan and preached and told people that if you want to be a devotee, you have to surrender. We use that word. That word actually is a very heavy word in the English language. Surrender. So instead, we hear Dinahina Yata Chilo Harinam Udurilo. That is, whether one is fallen, whether one is elevated, if one takes a parinam, one can become Krishna conscious. So today we're going to engage people in harinam, pulling the ropes of Lord Jagannath, serving the Lord in this most intimate pastime. It's pretty wonderful. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exchanging mellows with Lord Jagannath, sometimes Lord Jagannath was so stunned that the cart stopped and wouldn't move. And in order to get the cart to move, King Prataparuja would sometimes bring all of his soldiers and elephants, and they couldn't get the cart to move. Eventually, because Lord Jagannath had stopped because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great devotion, it took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's head to push the cart. and then the cart eventually moved. Of course, a similar pastime happened when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Jai, and Arvika Giridhari Kajai. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was supposed to have his grain ceremony, which was actually the day of the Rath Yatra, the cart stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and nobody could move it. This is modern day, you know, just like 150 years ago, 200 years ago. The cart stopped in front of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there. Nobody could move the cart until Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was brought out, put at the feet of Lord Jagannath. A garland fell on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then he was given some Jagannath Prasad, and then the cart eventually moved. So, anyway, so getting back to the story of the Rath Yatra, so the cart moves all the way to the Gundicha temple, and when the cart gets to the Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood changes. Now, what do I mean, changes? Like, normally he's very, very serious, and he's not joking that much. You know, very serious, absorbed in the mood of separation from Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna. But when he gets to the Gundicha temple, because Lord Jagannath, Krishna, is back in Vrindavan, he becomes basically like a child. And he and his associates, like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Shivananda Sen, Lord Nityananda, they become like children, and they bathe in the different lakes there, like the Narendra Sarovara. And basically, they start splashing each other and having water fights. I mean, these are serious Vaishnavas. It's not like, you know, they're like us. You know, Westerners are accustomed to, you know, what do they call, chicken fights and water fights and everything like that, and volleyball games. I mean, this is very serious Vaishnavas. So they start splashing water, and we find Lord Nityananda splashes water in Advaitacharya's face. And Advaitacharya is getting angry at Lord Nityananda. This is all play, of course. So they become like little children, because they're in Vrindavan at this point. Previously, they were in Puri. Of course, that represents Dwarka, the Jagannath temple, the original Jagannath temple represents Dwarka, and the Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. So previously, they're like in Dwarka, very, very serious, awe and reverence, and then all of a sudden, they become like children again in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan manifests this intimate mood. Only in Vrindavan do you get this real intimate mood with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, in other places, there'll be some hint. Like, for example, you have Devahuti, who becomes the mother of Lord Kapiladeva, and there's some Vatsalya Ras there, you know, parental relationship there. So there's a hint. But it's not as intimate as it is in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the devotees actually directly control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, anyway, intimate atmosphere. So Lord Chaitanya is enjoying like that, splashing in the water. One particular juncture, Advaitacharya takes on the mood of Ananta Shesh, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floats on him in the water. I mean, it's really interesting pastimes. So what happens, going back to the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, she understands her husband's not coming back anytime soon. You know, he just went for a little walk, and now it's 5 days. And she is angry because she understands he went to see his girlfriends. And so she sends her associates. This is called the Heta Panchami. Heta refers to the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Panchami means five. So it means after the fifth day of the Rath Yatra. She sends her associates to attack the associates of Lord Jagannath. And they're beating them up. And during the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, and I believe they still do it today, the devotees, the male devotees, actually take the part of all of Lakshmi's associates. And she goes too. And they start beating up, you know, actually, not really, but it's like an act, beating up the associates of Lord Jagannath. And they arrest them like thieves, they joke with them. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees this anger manifest the playful anger of the goddess of fortune. He comments, actually, it's really interesting. He says there's three types of jealous women. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says some are sober, some are mixed, and some are really restless. So those who are restless or, you know, really angry, they beat the cart. And those who are mixed, they just tell, they're sarcastic. They tell jokes, you know, make fun like that. And those who are sober just like tolerate everything. So still, even after that attack, Lord Chaitanya, I mean Lord Jagannath, doesn't go back to the Puri temple. He takes a few more days. After 15 days, there's the return Rath Yatra, to the Jagannath temple. And so that's the whole process. Now, sometimes people ask, why does Lord Jagannath look like Lord Jagannath? Why does Subhadra look like Subhadra? And why does Baladev look like Baladev? I mean, quite unusual deities, isn't it? And perhaps our most unusual deities in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So there's several stories. One story involves the exoteric understanding. Exoteric means what's apparent to everybody. And there's another story, or several stories, involve the esoteric, why Lord Krishna decides to look like that. So we'll tell the external story first. So the external story is that once upon a time, King Indradunya, we're not going to go through the whole story of King Indradunya, but he brought this login that he was told by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to arrange to have carved as the deity, or deity of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. So all of the king's sculptors couldn't even chip the wood. All their implements kept breaking. So finally, some old sculptor shows up. And there's two stories, two versions of this story. One version is Vishvakarma, the architect of the demigods. And another version, it was actually Krishna himself. So anyway, in different Puranas, there's different ways the story is told. And so he says, I can do it. And so you have to leave me alone while I'm doing this. And don't interrupt for 21 days. So anyway, so they lock him in the room and he's chipping away at the wood. And after 14 days, there's no sound anymore. No, chip. Sound anymore. And so King Indradunya, he doesn't want to interfere. He says, you know, I'm not going to interfere. I made a deal, 21 days. But guess what? The queen, King Indradunya's queen, says, no, you got to go in. You got to check on it. She keeps nagging him like that. Go in. Check. And so finally he says to her, okay, I'm going to check. So he opens the door and there's no sculptor there. And you got these three half-finished deities, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. The king begins to think, I've committed a great offense, I'm going to fast till I die. And he starts to fast, and then he has a dream. Lord Jagannath appears to him and says, I want to appear like this. Okay? So that's the external story. But the internal story is actually a little more interesting as far as I'm concerned. That once upon a time, when Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra were in Dwarka, Krishna's wives, they wanted to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And they were thinking, you know, who can tell us about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan? And they thought, well, maybe Balaram's mother can tell us about the pastimes of Vrindavan. Okay, so they went to Balaram's mother because she was there in both places, right? In Vrindavan and Dwarka. She's one of the few personalities that were in there in two places. So, and they said to her, please tell us about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan. And she said, well, there's a problem. If I tell you about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan and Krishna hears it, or Balaram hears it, or Subhadra hears it, they're going to all want to go to Vrindavan. And so let's do it secretly. So she said to Subhadra, you Station yourself at the door. Don't let anyone else in. And don't listen to what's happening inside here. So, when you tell someone not to listen, what happens? Anyone know? You naturally listen. Anything you're told not to do, you want to do automatically. So she's told not to listen. So she's at the door. And naturally, as the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan are being recited, she puts her ear to the door and she hears them and she becomes so ecstatic that her body, her hands just like basically disappear. And her eyes open wide. Wow! Now the reason for that is that Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, they have spiritual bodies. What's it called? Satchidananda Vigraha. As the Brahma Samhita tells us, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karanam. The Lord is the cause of all causes. His body is made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. So whatever the Lord thinks or feels, he can manifest different moods, and the body can manifest differently, although it's his original spiritual body. Like all these incarnations that we have, like Lord Nrsingadev, Varaha, Kurma, Matsya, you know, fish, half man, half lion, boar. That's all the same person in a different mood. Advaita, Chutir, Anadir, Ananta, Rupa, Majum, Purana, Purusham, Navayovanam, Cha. Right? So, therefore, when Krishna has different moods, he looks differently. So, Subhadra and Baladev, same thing. Actually, in the spiritual world, we have, or we are, a spiritual body, and we can do similar things. That's described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where many of Lord Vishnu's associates in Vaikuntha Loka, sometimes they take the form of birds or trees or monkeys. It's interesting. Even though their original form, the original manifestation of the form is in Vaikuntha Loka's four hands, you know, looking like Lord Vishnu, that's Sarupya Mukti. Still, because of their intense devotion in spiritual bodies, they can manifest themselves differently. So, therefore, Subhadra's eyes open wide and she looks like the deity of Subhadra. And then Balaram walks by and he sees Subhadra and says, what's happening here? So he puts his ear to the door and he hears the same thing, and the same thing happens to him. And then Krishna, same thing happens to him. So basically, the reason why Lord Jagannath looks the way he does is that he is experiencing intense vipralamba, intense separation mood from Vrindavan and the residents of Vrindavan. So he is the vipralamba manifestation of Krishna. Just like devotees are experiencing intense separation from Krishna. So Krishna is experiencing intense separation from his devotees. It's interesting. I mean, in the Bhagavatam, it says, what? Sadavo ridyam mayam sadanat madanyat tena janati naham tebyo managapi. Krishna describes his reciprocal relationship with his devotees. He says, the sadhus, or the devotees, they're always thinking of me. And because they know no one else, and I'm always thinking of them, Krishna says, and because they know no one else but me, Krishna's referring to himself, as theirs, I know no one else but them as mine. So like the devotee or the yogi is meditating on Krishna in the heart. So Krishna is meditating in his heart on the devotee, especially on the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna's feeling great, intense separation, especially as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from himself and Krishna from the gopis. And so this whole pastime is a mood of intense separation. And that's how we should meditate when we're doing this Rath Yatra ceremony. We're pulling the Lord back to Vrindavan, taking on the mood of the gopis. And the Lord is intensely wanting to be with his most intimate associates. So, anyway, So that's what I want to talk about today. So anybody have any questions or comments or additions? Questions, comments, additions? Yeah.
Gurudev, this that is going from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, and then the it said that he's going away from the goddess of fortune. So it's to be understood that the queens of Dwaraka are appropriately called as goddesses of fortune.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, generally the expansion. Well, yeah, let's talk about the queens, first of all. Generally, you have the gopis. I mean, in Vrindavan, you have the gopis. And then the residents in Dwarka, the queens especially, are expansions of the gopis. Each and every gopi has her corresponding queen, like Radharani and Satyabhama. And then, of course, you have Rukmini, Rukmini, who is an expansion of Chandravali, because there's different moods like that. So generally, the Nityaparshada devotees are expansions of the Vrindavan associates. And the wives of Krishna expand as the Lakshmis. So the wives of Krishna can be understood as the goddesses of fortune. Yes. Good question. So any other questions or comments? Or problems? No? No problems? So, okay, so today everybody is going to go out and celebrate Rath Yatra, and it's the actual day of Rath Yatra. So make spiritual advancement. Okay. All glorious to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra ki jai.